what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
We're back, Brown Bag Podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 179.
179. Woo. Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
What do you do to hide your pain?
Molly water.
Molly water.
I do a lot of Molly.
Molly water.
That hides your pain?
Molly water?
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah?
What? When I'm off the Molly, fool, I feel like, but I'm depressed the next day, fool.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It doubles up the pain.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I'm going to tell you a story real quick. One time, me, Denner, and Peasy, we did Molly, all three of us together. It was the first time I did Molly water.
Crazy to do with your two homies.
Yeah. We're like at a little rave and shit. We're having a good time. We're living life, fool. And then the next day, we all wake up at Denner's pad. And we're all chilling right there. And then they said that they saw Ali kind of leaning on each other. We're sitting on the couch, like, just, like, kind of kicking it. And we're all just sad, like, no energy. What is that? What is the thing it releases when you do Molly?
Like the happiness? Endorphins.
And then, but it releases, like, so much at a time.
Yeah.
That then it just brings you back down, and you're just like.
Yeah.
Ah.
You get depressed.
Speaking of sad and depressed, what's your favorite breakup song?
Depends.
Ooh. Like, what would you be listening to right now?
So, I think one time I, like, last go round, like, my last breakup.
last five go rounds?
No.
I think it was,
six.
It was, like, a particular situation. I don't know. I was playing Meek Mill. There's a song he has called, Almost Slipped. Almost Slipped. This is a hurtful song because he's like, I almost fell in love with a thottie. My friend says she got too many bodies.
Shut up.
Yeah, and it's like, but like.
Like it hit too hard at that time.
You know what I'm saying? And like, even like the way he delivers it, you know, he's very like, he can portray his emotions in his raps. You know what I'm saying? And then he's like, I knew I shouldn't have fucked with you from the start, but you broke my heart. Like, shit like that. Like, I was just like, damn. It hit at a certain time. I remember playing it on a loop, like, stupid bitch. Like, I'm just like driving, like, just like listening to it on a loop. Sad. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the last time I went through something like that.
And it's whack. Is she that cross country you can't even pull up on? Well, your last one.
What about you,
Dino? DTB by a Boogie. I'm younger than Vic. You're a DTB by a Boogie?
Don't Trust That Bitch.
Yeah.
Is that one? I feel like I heard it.
But that's kind of more like if a girl like has a baby on you. Like like the girl had a baby on this fool. Like if I was that fool, Jesus Christ.
Is that the baby? So I don't want to start rumors, but is that the baby mama that is with that ended up being with Lil TJ? I'm looking at you.
Maybe. It sounds accurate.
Also, that fight a bitch that left him for a little.
Can we verify?
So you guys listen to angry songs?
No, it's hurt.
I think it's more
hurt.
I should never fuck with you.
And he says, "Motherfucker, I put him in a mountain." Yeah, little nigga, somewhere in the mountain. Your new what did he say? Your toothbrush is your new joint cleaner. Should have never believed ya. Was supposed to be in a band with me, you, and Anita. That fool was hurtful. But also, he got famous off that song. Like, he got famous off a super
TJ did?
No.
A Boogie?
What I'm saying, A Boogie got really known off that song.
He did Drowning. I feel like Drowning.
No, was Drowning was after. Drowning was after.
Drowning was after?
Drowning was with
Kodak.
With Kodak, yeah, that's way after, right? Six. I remember DTB.
Why are we relying on Six to know everything?
Because he's black. That's just a fact.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a really huge A Boogie fan.
Yeah, and Six is a semi-YN. YNs know this.
I don't know how we knew that. That was just shot in the dark.
I'm older than you. You're a YN.
Well, technically, Six, we're considered big bro now, over 25
You're
years old.
Biggest bro.
YNs are from the age of 14 to 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's like Gen Z and...
Yeah. And then Vic's Unk.
I'm Unk, yeah.
No, 35 and up is Unk.
Oh, okay, I just missed the cutoff.
So what is he?
Who?
35 and down.
Vic is like big bro, almost Unk.
Yeah, he's like a super senior.
Yeah, Vic's about to be Unk like in a year.
Yeah. My son was calling me Unk this weekend. I didn't like it. I'm like, I'm your father. He's like, whatever, Unk. And I'm just like, and then everybody else was like, Unk Vic. At Father's Day, I was like, I'm a fucking father. Like, you guys gotta respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Why would
you
listen
somebody,
to?
Somebody in the comments said Uncle Brother on my Father's Day post at Power. And that is, no, you said, what is it? Brother Dad. They said Brother Dad.
To you?
Yeah, that's your fault.
My fault. Remember when you, my fault.
No, it's funny though. I laughed. Brother Dad. Remember when you were like, Brother Dad, because I got mad at Lil Vic at Universal Studios?
No. Wait, why'd you get mad at Lil Vic at Universal?
Because he didn't want to go on Jurassic World. And I wanted to go on it, but it's all about him.
It is about him.
Oh, that is a Brother Dad shit. Because also, you're there because of him. It's not like you went on your own. So
I paid for it.
And we didn't say Brother Dad for that reason.
Yeah, but that's the dad
part.
We
said Brother Dad because on the homie helpline, a girl called in and she told us that her cousin married another cousin and they had a kid. So we're like, that kid is like a dad uncle.
That kid is also probably sick.
C-24?
Wait, how close of a cousin?
We asked, first cousins.
Oh, that kid is definitely has mental issues.
Oh, that's close.
No. That, what do you mean? That you
first cousin. Yeah.
First of all, you did one of the biggest sins in the Bible.
Don't look at me where you say that.
No. I'm looking at 60s black.
Why are you looking at me?
Actually, you know my mom has family like that.
Nah. Did I tell you the story?
Show
no.
Them? Sounds kind of familiar.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, me and you are siblings.
Okay.
And then I have a daughter.
Okay.
She's like 14. And then you have a son that you left in Mexico, but you finally bring him at the age of 20.
Okay.
You bring him, and I have a 14-year-old, you have a 20-year-old.
And they get together.
And then I tell you, like, can your son watch my daughter? While he's watching her, they fall in love.
That's sexual abuse, dog.
Run away to Mexico.
But that a 20-year-old with a 14-year-old?
And then they had a kid. I don't know exactly the age.
That's too
much. I don't know the exact age.
Shorten the ages.
But this is my mom's dad's side.
Okay.
And they had kids. And my mom says that, they're not.
That's how you were born?
They're not all the way there. My parents are cousins. First of all, my dad's dead, but no.
Oh, my God.
No, my parents aren't cousins, by the way. They were just like neighbors. Yes. But yes, that happened in my mom's family. And I would have never known until my mom told me the cheese man. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom be knowing the cheese man, fool.
Do they like kind of shun that part of the family? Like, or they're just like normal, like, oh, it's just whatever. Like it happened.
So she died. The girl mom? Died. But I'm not too sure like what that side of the family.
I feel like you shouldn't be saying this conversation.
No, well, I mean.
So they are probably shunned then because you don't interact with them. You never really met them.
No, I met him. I just didn't know.
So
after, I was like,
"Yeah, she's okay." Like, so they're not so and so and so and so.
But the girl died.
Yeah, that's
like the mom. She passed away like a diabetes or something. If I'm not sure. But yeah, they have kids now, and because I think when people do that, they don't think about the consequences
the
after
genetic consequences.
Yeah,
because I also have a homie that his parents are cousins, but like fifth generation.
Yeah.
So like a la prima se la rima vibe, but yeah. I'm not too sure. Maybe you should arrimar to your prima.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't.
And I think that term was saying to arrimar that to someone else's prima, right? Not to your own.
No, I think when people use it, they use it like maniaco status, huh?
I don't know how do they use it?
Well, because these cousins make out.
No, because remember we were talking to someone on stage and she was saying her boyfriend cheated on her, so she got with the boyfriend's cousin.
Oh yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so just like being
no, but it's usually like get with his best friend.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Vibes, yeah.
Not get with your own cousin.
Yeah, facts. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know,
she ended up getting with his cousin.
With his cousin.
El primo se la arrimó.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And it's not her own cousin. It's her man's cousin.
Because if your man cheats on you and you get with your own cousin, that's not payback.
No.
That's just weird.
That just proves him right.
Yeah, it's just like, damn.
But also, Vic's family is known for...
cousin did that on accident with his cousin.
And Vic was
as the story goes. I just heard about it years later.
Like Vic was like my turn. Like what kind of accident?
Like it was, they didn't know. They were like far relatives. But it's like, who do you think is going to be at your family party but family? You know what I'm saying?
No, so that's made not
out,
always true.
They made out in the jumper. And then after they're like, you know, that's your cousin, right? And then he's like, oh my God, no, how did this happen?
Oh yeah, he was faking it.
Who do you think is going to be at your family party? Your family.
Well, I feel like this is a valid question for other male in here. Like, have you ever gone, including Jose, Like, have you ever been to at a party? Like at a family party? Well, not necessarily a family party. It's not like, hey, only this
He's
last
about
name.
To get creepy, you guys.
Man. No, I'm not. And you see somebody you didn't know. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, she's a little baddie. And then
you're related?
A couple conversations later, she's your prima. A.K.A. your cuz.
Or have you, you secretly wished someone wasn't your cousin?
I think that's
fucking weird.
I'm hearing a confession here. That's what it sounds like.
I hope she's not my
someone
cousin.
Someone agree with him quick so he can let it out.
I've never once looked at my cousin and was like, I wish she wasn't
so
my cousin.
No.
I'm saying that happened to me once. One time, I literally got to a family party. I was like, oh, who's... I know all my first cousins.
Yeah.
We grew up together. We're really close, actually. Shout out to my cousins. But this particular person I never seen before, I was like, who's this? And they were like, nope, she's your cousin. I was like, all right, cool.
And so you wished that it wasn't at first.
At first, I did not wish that.
How far removed is she? How far removed is she?
I've never seen her again after that.
So she's not your first cousin?
No, she's probably like a couple generations. She's probably like a cousin's cousin. But I feel like I could have fucked the cousin's cousin, right?
It's not your cousin.
That's not my cousin.
No.
Damn, maybe I should have cracked, huh? I should have tried.
That my cousin. So,
do any of you have a similar story? He only has the male in here.
No.
First of all, the cousin fuckers come from his family.
Like, they didn't fuck. They made out in the fucking jumper, supposedly.
Didn't we all come from family fucking?
Wait, what?
Adam fucked Eve.
Yeah.
They weren't family.
That was his
sis. Then they had kids. And if they were the only two humans, then anybody else is related. If Adam and Eve were the only two humans, then they have kids.
Bars.
Then they say we come from monkeys, so somebody might have.
Yo, what? You said that.
But it's like, wouldn't if I'm the first two and everybody else comes from me, wouldn't the next ones
be? And then they landed in Chicago and Lenox, and then their Vic was born.
And that's why we have MAGA. Oh,
God. Right. America. But shout out the Whittakers. Them fools were maniacal. Do you know about them?
The who?
The Whittakers.
The Whittakers.
Okay. Whittakers. Okay, before you look at them.
The Whittakers.
Is it Whittakers or Whittakers?
Whittakers. What is
this? The Whittakers.
You guys are real cousins.
You never seen the Whittakers?
Watch this shit. No, show them an image.
From West Virginia.
Inbred family.
Most inbred family. They're like brother, sister vibes.
Yeah, they're brother, sister, cousin. Let me
see. Get that one barks.
Yeah. What happened? Really fucked up.
Oh, yeah, one only barked.
That dude, Mark Latia, went to go visit him and shit. It was like crazy. They have a nasty family tree. They're
it's
in the red.
A circle.
It's a circle. It's not a tree.
I've
it's
never
a
seen
circle.
Curves in a
the Shakespeare's family tree I've never seen.
And they're like in the middle of like Virginia.
West Virginia, yeah.
West Virginia. There's only like one normal person, huh?
Mm-mm.
You think they all got something in a little money?
They're normal-ish, I'm sure.
Well, don't kiss your cousin, everybody.
Don't kiss your cousin.
And somehow this started from what happens when you're sad. Bruh, what was your name over there? Jose?
Jose.
He wants us to rate someone's what? Burpees? Who are you watching work out and you're like, bruh, this needs to make it to the pod?
First of all, why is this your algorithm with just a bunch of food?
Oh, my God.
Hey, fuck him.
This is Jakarta.
This is Jakarta. Why is he burping like that?
He looks like a frog.
Oh, but he's oiled up.
And why are you watching burpees from the front? It's so weird.
Hey, yo.
So where are you supposed to watch him from?
The back?
The side?
Burpees from the back is crazy. Nah,
this angle of burpees is insane.
Wow. Is that could be a double as a mating call.
All right. What is this like a page? What is the caption? What is the page?
And can we check if Jose follows them? It's just a bunch of Indian shit, racist piece of shit.
What? Underwear. Every single one, bro. This is like a jerk page for sure. Like
you think high knots from India get on here and just
not
play with their little
high nose, bro. What the fuck is
Jose,
going on?
How
here?
Does They're this land on your screen, brother?
They're giving that for rupees.
He's like a prized possession.
Wait, go up. To the left, right there. What is this?
What's up with
Namor? Oh, that's like wrestling right here.
Yeah, it seems like it's some type of beach wrestling competition.
Beach wrestling, bro. This is insane. Every day you find out more about the people close to you. Oh, God.
Okay.
I like the other individuals where their foot are just slapping each other in the chest hard as fucking getting down.
Yes, yes. Those are the best things in India. That's fire.
Jose's on the gay side of India. this is like gay India porn.
Yeah.
Okay, how would you rate that guy's burpees?
Well, I mean, at least he's getting to the program.
Yeah.
At least he's programming.
I don't know that it's working out how it's supposed to be working out. You know how they say, like form is everything?
Yeah.
And if you mess with the form, you're not working out the muscle you think you are.
Well, what if he's working out on his
strokes? Probably trying to work his inner thighs or something. Like, he has a different goal than us.
Jose, that was so crazy to just turn on.
It's crazy that it turns him on.
The view and everything.
How good are you guys' burpees?
I don't know. I feel like my core has gotten a little stronger. So
I'm not too bad.
Probably do it better.
I hate when you have to do the burpee and then you do the jump up. That one fucks with me.
Oh yeah,
it's just Drew.
I've seen the when the Cholo fools do like they do a regular burpee and then they get down and then they do like a 30-second plank, 20 push-ups, and then they just get back up and just do another burpee. And that's mm-hmm. one. I'm like, what the fuck?
Kendrick does 2 push-ups when he does burpees. He goes down and then twice and then comes.
Do you guys think Kendrick has like little man syndrome? Because he's short, so he needs to be buff?
I think it's
probably,
like
huh?
I think it's just like a, like, discipline. I don't know. I can just tell you from, like, now that I'm getting older, it's just like, you just don't want to not be, like, solid. Like, for me, it's like, I think I've seen other people, like, even older rappers, like a Jadakiss and, like, other people that, like, mm-hmm. they spent their career just being, like, whatever body God gave them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then after a while, they're like, damn, I need to be swole. Like, hold on. What's going on here? Like, working on your core, your right. fitness, and then,
how old is Kendrick?
He's turning 38, or he just turned 38.
38, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he's unk vibes. He's about to hit that 40.
Yeah, but I think he, like Wiz Khalifa works out crazy. It's not because he's tall. It's because, mm-hmm. so it shouldn't be because Kendrick's like short.
Grown man getting older shit. Yeah. That's what I took it as.
Wiz Khalifa does like, what does he do? Muay Thai? Like jiu-jitsu
yeah.
shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But him too, he was skinny as hell for a long ass time, and then yeah. he just like decided.
He was like scrawny.
Nip worked out yeah. a lot. Nip worked out every day. Mm-hmm. Like, and you would think because they're tall and they're skinny, but yeah. they like he was a little swole.
And probably maybe it hit a point where maybe he was approaching his 30s. I'm not too sure, but I mean yeah. at the very beginning of his career,
you
he was
want better for yourself.
Yeah,
you just
like he was like out. Skinny, and then all of a sudden, you know, he got more like you know.
But you know, solid. Like usually, like the little short fools, they want to be mad buff. They would just want to be buff as fuck. Ooh. You don't know that?
No, babe.
Yeah, that's like a thing, like little man syndrome. Like all the fools I see at the gym, they're like 5 feet, but buff as shit. They just look like sick ass little strong ass babies.
What's your goal babies. In the gym ultimately, Duno?
Just to lose weight. Just I don't. Yeah, cause I don't know if I want to be like mad buff like Bradley Martin. Like, I don't know if I want to take creatine and, like, do, like,
yeah,
fucking
like
steroids.
Yeah, like, whole routine and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nah.
Vic was feeling out his arms earlier. Look.
I think I might want to do creatine.
Is it?
No, show him. Like, you see the definition?
Oh, his forearms. That's mm-hmm. just from wanking it.
No, it's from the gym, right, Vic?
Both. I don't really wank
it's from
anymore,
being
though.
Loyal to the love of my life. Jordan, you see her tatted on my arm?
Honestly, I don't really wank it no more.
Have you wanked it in your relationship in the last year? For sure.
Yeah, but it's really, but it's like, it's so rare now. I don't have time alone or anything like that. So it's like.
So where do you wank it? In the bathroom? In the car?
No, I don't really. I'm telling you.
But when you have done it?
Probably in my house, but I'm never home. You know?
This is a dude conversation. I think maybe I should use the restroom or something.
No, we're off of it. It's being honest.
Nice. Shout out Vic's Wankers. That's what I'm talking about.
When you walk down my line. Is it possible to call your homie?
Demo?
Yeah, let's see if he's not at work. Actually, he might be in a bender. He might be on cocaine right now.
Okay.
Why?
That's cool.
No.
What do you want me to tell him?
I want to ask him about his experience.
Him being arrested at the protest?
As a detainee, yeah.
As a detainee.
Connect his order.
Yeah, it was cracking. Have you slept?
What's up? Yeah, I just woke up.
Nah, lying, fool. You posted on your story you were going to do an 8-ball today.
Ew.
No. I wish.
Nah. We're on the brown bag, fool. They want to know how it feels to be detained at a protest, brother.
Hi, Demo.
What up, Demo?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hey, free you, brother.
How does it feel to be detained?
Yeah.
Bro, It was inhumane. That was all out.
Inhumane. You never used that word in your life.
Okay, Demo. Chill out. Okay.
Somebody told them that's what it was.
Okay, so Demo, let me give him a breakdown. So we're in the group chat, and all the homie Evro tells Demo, "What's up, Demo? Drink one full." And Demo's like, "Nah, I'm gonna be productive today. If I'm gonna do Uber Eats and get the money and then go home and chill because I gotta work tomorrow, right?" Okay. So he ends up in downtown, right where the protest at, right? And then he gets enclosed.
Yeah, they kettle him in. They call it.
Yeah. Killed me.
And then that fool got boxed in and he's FaceTiming us while they're handcuffing other fools. And he's like, "They're about to handcuff me before I'm gonna share my location." And then he shared the location and shout out to Hunger Patty. She picked him up from the 77th station in South Central.
How long were you detained, bro?
I got arrested like around 3 p.m. I was handcuffed for 10 hours. I got released like at 2:30 from.
Yeah.
Damn.
What was the reason they gave you?
The failure to disperse, but they didn't tell us until they handcuffed us.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
And did they give you anything to eat?
¿Te dieron de comer?
Nope. I even have videos of me telling them, "Hey, where the fuck is the peanut butter or cereal or orange juice?"
You already knew what they serve?
Yeah, no duh. I've been to jail, so it's like nothing new. So I was like, yeah.
I know y'all got some back there.
Yeah. Demo, but did you go to protest or you just ended up there?
I actually went to, like, I was doing Uber Eats, and then I ended up going in front of the federal building where everybody was protesting.
Oh, so he was the Uber Eats person. He was a delivery guy. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant he was ordering. I thought you meant he was a client.
No,
he was working.
So he was doing his job.
Yeah, for the scooter in downtown.
Yeah, because you can get by faster places.
Yeah, and then, but he said, okay, so you know when you're Uber, when you look at your Uber Eats, and then there's, like, a little dude on a bike?
Yeah.
And they get you mad because you're like, what the fuck? That's Demo.
Oh, cute.
So that fool said that when he got there. He said that when he got there, that he was like, that fool was just kicking it. He was sending those videos, and then the homies were like, drink one. He's like, "I'm going to be productive today." And then he went to jail like an idiot.
Did the client get their food?
Yeah, Demo, did you deliver your order?
I did two orders before I got arrested.
was it like people at the protest ordering food?
Say it again?
Was it people at the protest ordering food?
No. It was just in downtown. The delivery was like near the courthouse.
Got it. Oh, so and then you just like, "Hey, let me go through there." And then they caught you.
I was at the protest for like 30 minutes, then I got arrested.
Aw, my little baby.
And it was funny. All right, fool, bye. It was funny because he was telling the homies like, "Hey, fool, nah, fool, we got to be productive today. We got to be productive." Like, he was, like, flexing on the homies that he was working because he has a regular job.
Wait, I have one more question, bro. I'm sorry you hung up on him. Ask him. If he saw anybody that was shot because they were shooting a lot of people.
No, like, his was before the No Kings name.
No, but people throughout the whole... Sorry, bro.
Effa, were you there when Fawa Foods were getting shot with the rubber bullet?
If I was there when... No, I wasn't there.
So the people that were locked up with you, that I'm sure they had you like in a tank or something, right, bro? Like, did they have you just with other people, failure to disperse?
Yeah, it was... We filled up... Well, they arrested 200-something people. So they filled up like 3 school buses.
Yeah, I saw the buses. And they put you in the buses. Then everybody's waiting and then they release everyone at one time?
They put us in the bus and drove us to the police station because the glass house, the one on 10.1st, people were blocking the entrance for the jail, so then that's why they took us to 77.
Did they arrest any baddies with you?
No, but they did arrest a father with 2 kids.
Oh shit!
Underage kids. So yeah. So as soon as we got to the police station, they were the first ones to get released because obviously, But yeah, that was wrong though. I've never seen some shit like that.
How do you feel like you're like
part of history?
Yeah, because you're. Is it activism that you were doing, or like, because you didn't even?
Or he was just being active.
You're
he
just
was
being productive. Yeah, were you being active or being an activist?
I was being productive, working and being an activist. Because my mom's an immigrant. My mom's been deported. You know. So
yeah.
That kind of hurt. So I had to go and show off for the people. You know.
And that fool was on coke the night before.
No, don't add that part. Don't add that part. Hey, Demo, when you're there, like, you're seeing the stories of everyone, does it make you want to go again? Or does it make you, like, not want to go around there anymore?
I ended up going for the No Kings March.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I had
that was damn near Martin Luther King.
Do they tell he is? Do they tell you if we catch you again, it'll be worse?
Yeah. So my the failure to disperse is a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. So the only reason they did that, so if I got caught again in the protest, it becomes a felony because I already got arrested for the same thing.
Oh wow! Hey. Damn, that's serious.
That's the reason. Well, yeah, they arrested a lot of people. So when they arrested people,
yeah.
And you get caught up again. They're like, "Oh, this guy was already right here protesting. So he didn't understand." Boom! Let's arrest him again.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you're free, bro. And our love to your mom.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, Lane.
All right, Demo.
Bye, Demo.
Free Demo. Who, Demo?
Yeah.
Nah, he just be fucking fat bitches.
That's a relationship status? Like on Facebook? It's like just be fucking single, in a relationship.
You guys don't understand. Demo's a different type of breed. Like, I sprayed Crocs in his mouth before.
That's crazy. That's crazy, Duno.
Well, he's alive. Nothing wrong with him.
He's always entertainment of the party. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you seen him party?
Yeah, he'll just start doing stuff, start twerking or something. Like,
yeah, Demo don't give a fuck. He'll twerk, funny. He'll shuffle, he'll get naked and run into the beach.
Or he'll do like, he'll eat like something crazy. He's like, why are you getting that?
Like for Demo will sock himself in front of the hoes. Like, we'll be kicking him with the hoes and Demo will just be like.
This is what Demo texted me when we were at Sam's.
What are you
just
thinking?
Out of nowhere, just
ass. Yeah. Demo's a maniaco. He's like Demo's unk. Demo's unk. He's like 30. Demo's the one fool. Like he's a single man with no kids. His pad. Like seeing him kick it with like the homies that are the little homies that are 18, 19. Yeah. It's funny as fuck, bro. Because they be so tired of this fool. Because he be just talking shit. Like him and Jakarta are beefy right now.
Why?
Aww.
Because
is he part of the homies?
Yeah, hell yeah.
The pod.
No. He's not. He's too wild. Demo like he's the type to like. Let's say he shaves Vic's eyebrow and Vic wakes up mad. Demo will be like, okay, you can shave both of mine. Aww, I don't care.
That's really nice.
His eyebrows got shaved, right?
His eyebrows always get shaved.
Yeah.
Dave, one time.
So he went to get active and became an activist.
Yes.
In the
But he's like, it's funny because he's like, that fool. At one time, his IG name was like. Perreo Intenso King. Like, he has, like, the funny... And then sometimes he'll clear his feed on Instagram and just post pictures of flowers he takes pictures of.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, like, he's kind of sick in the head.
Well, he deserved the peanut butter orange juice.
Yeah, and I feel like his cousins.
No, he doesn't. You're lying.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys sound like that?
You guys sound like that?
Yeah.
He'll agree with you. Did you ever meet a cousin that you wish... Was not your cousin?
Well, Vic also agreed with me on that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, I didn't.
You tell the story how you were in the jumper and it was you.
That wasn't me.
That was you.
That wasn't me.
Prendido o perdido.
You think Jordan's going to let you go to Chicago alone?
Don't do it, Jordan. Go with him. He needs an escort. Okay. Prendido o perdido. Jose picked this. He says it's a tío singing.
Let's see.
A ver.
A tío singing.
De valses el tiempo hacia atrás y de ser lo de siempre es volver a empezar cuando el mundo se para y que observa girar es tiempo para amar tiempo de vals tiempo para sentir la pasión que prefieres de hacerla vivir y elevarse violenta como un huracán es tiempo en speech para...
What if he's just focusing?
No. Duno off the
Bobby water. The fact that he knows the other lyrics other than Tiempo de Vals is crazy.
He knows the full song. It's like when you have a talent.
Yeah.
You ever just sing that shit?
Random talent.
You have talent, but you also have crazy anxiety.
That fool's all fucking meth right there.
Yeah.
Crystal meth. That's what it does to you.
What? It makes you look to the side?
No, he's just so focused. But the fact that he probably did this for like $5 is fucked up, huh? I follow this page where like it's like... In the Midwest, well, like, in the South, where, like there's, like, two black crackheads, and they just be making them do random shit for, like, 10, 15 bucks.
That's horrible. Oh, what does this world come to?
Have you ever paid a crackhead to do something sick? Be honest.
No.
Yes, you have. What'd you make him do?
He's nodding his head.
No, I haven't.
You're lying, Six. Just tell us what made him do.
I've never. No, that's abusive.
You're lying,
that's
bro.
That's abusive. People who are. What have you done?
I was about to tell you. I'm gonna tell you why you're lying. Because one time I went to rallies in Long Beach. Okay, I was with my best friend, and I was with TF Third, and we went, and My homie paid a bum to call me broke. We were in your city. And he gave him 50 cents. And he's like, hey, if I give you, he's like, if I give you 50 cents, you got to call that guy broke over there. And obviously he didn't tell me in advance. So I'm trying to order my food. And I was broke because I was like 19 years old. And then he's like, broke, you're broke. And I was getting called broke by a bum. And it was actually really funny, but very embarrassing because I was trying to order my rallies.
We used to pay crackheads to do backflips.
In Long Beach? My point exactly. My hold point
on,
exactly.
Hold on. What's going on in Vic's life that he keeps getting bullied by bums? Didn't bums bully you for in eating Venice? A banana? When I was 18.
And then that happened when I was like 19. 19. Yeah, so it was a dark period in my life. So what if your homies
are just going around paying bums to
torment, oh to torture you? Oh my God. I never thought about that before.
That's so random.
Right? Yeah. That's fucked up. And it's such a like low risk. Like just give somebody a dollar and then no, it's free it. Entertainment. Oh my God.
You've taken it from bums.
I could show you what I've done with a bum.
You've taken video of it.
Yes. What have you done with a bum?
I played baseball with him.
Oh, that's kind.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't embarrass him like Six and Vic. Yes.
I didn't embarrass him. But
that actually hit a home run on me.
I was funding the crackhead community.
Wow.
So, Letty, you have never?
How were their backflips?
You have never paid a homeless?
Paid a bum nothing. Well, paid them, like, bro, giving them money. I gave a bum an In-N-Out burger the other day.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
It was full. And then I saw a bum, and I was like, here you go.
Well, I have a couple bum situations. For some reason, I ain't caught it. Well, also, I grew up in downtown L.A., so bum.
Okay, is this tío prendido o perdido?
He's both.
So fucking.
Prendido.
No, there was a comment that had, like, it said it exactly. His voice gives me peace. His eyes give me anxiety.
It was such a beautiful way he sang it, too.
Yeah, he sang it really well.
Oh, and Chayanne,
the original, sings it really great. So to be up there with him, you got to be good.
Yeah.
You're just really focused.
I'm trying to show you guys.
Okay, well, he does that. Six. Can we go to the next category? It says gentrified recipes. This is coming from our guy. ¿Cómo se llamas? José. Oh, no.
Oh, I already know what's going to happen.
Easy Mexican one inspired
one-fourth cup
corn.
Of mayonnaise into your 32-ounce corn. Now add some Italian lemon juice. Tajin seasoning.
Tajin.
And some queso fresco.
Where does it cost $1.89?
Just crumble it with your hands, all in the kern. Now I'm going to squirt on a dollop of daisy. Dried cilantro, and we're gonna mix. Pop in the oven at 350 for 20 minutes. It comes out like this. Grab yourself a bite and enjoy. This easy Mexican street corn recipe is so good. Perfect for St. Patty's Day or Cinco de Mayo. You gotta try it.
Why St. Patty's Day? Why Cinco de Mayo?
Because I think it's their version of Cinco de Mayo.
Bro, what the fuck?
Why should put that much mayonnaise?
Why the fuck did you put the can in the oven?
Why did you just put a plate down like a bowl?
The hell is tajin?
Like initially it's starting to look like, what are they called? The cups?
Esquite.
Is it called esquite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you adding the cilantro, they just made it weird.
The cilantro and the sour cream. We don't use sour cream. It's mayonnaise. I thought everybody knew that. Like, what the fuck?
Why'd you do this, Jose?
Why did she leave it in the can the whole time?
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's the start where it went wrong. And I know she didn't pour the juice out.
And she's fucking ugly. If she was a bad white bitch, I'll let her go through.
She's cute. She just has her hair up.
Oh, my God.
But I would try it.
She didn't even mix it right.
You would try it, Dolly?
Yeah.
Like, in a sense to where, like, you, no. For your curious?
Yes.
Okay. Because,
okay, so we do Korean barbecue. And in Korean barbecue, they put cheese and the corn that's like that. And they heat it up. And then it's, like, it's really good.
Oh, I know what you're saying. When it comes to the little in like the foil, put mm-hmm. a little. That's a valid. See, I don't mind that.
And like all these ingredients we like.
Yeah, well, they threw me off with the cilantro and then the sour cream.
The sour
as well.
Cream.
But I just don't like to leave it in the can.
Yeah. Okay. Jose, and she didn't why mix did you want right. to put us through this, bro?
Yeah, and then she heated the can, and like the way the can looked when it came out of the oven, like
cancer.
Very, like crackish, cancer. You know what I mean? Like, what's all that on the edge?
It's cancer.
Crack. You know, by the way, I real quick, talking about cancer. You know, not like that. Well, this is nasty. I'm not eating that. But I saw a girl on TikTok that drank a hot water bottle from her car, and she got like an infection on her leg and had to get like a crazy surgery.
How do they correlate that with that?
Like, you know how they say that when you leave your water bottle in your car too long, mm-hmm. during like the heat, it could.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I seen that. That shit was crazy as fuck.
Oh, she left a hot water bottle in her car and then it burned her leg?
No, she drank it.
I don't know if that's correlation.
I don't know, but it's enough to scare me to never drink water, hot water okay. from my car.
Okay, what does this say? Duno with bum.
That's the video you
said. Oh, yeah, okay. And there's another one coming.
Oh, Duno.
But this is just a bum outside the gym.
Do it for the dead homies. Pour your drink for the dead homies.
Nah.
You said you didn't do anything bad with Bum, bro. You made him waste some of his drink.
How much did you give him, or you just gave him a drink?
Nah, that shit was free.
You didn't give him anything.
I didn't give him anything. I was leaving.
That was just a preview.
Was that bad?
That's worse than the backflips.
That's worse than me. He could die and break his neck.
We paid him for the backflips.
Yeah.
You just took from him.
Yeah. Even my terrible homie gave him like 50 cents to call me, bro.
Those were compensated backflips.
And then what if Vic would have socked him after he called you broke?
I didn't.
But what if you would have?
After the one said he was gay.
Vic doesn't sock.
He doesn't punch bumps.
Me playing baseball with a homeless. Y'all never done this for the community.
We have not.
This right here is community shit right here.
The other day I had a thought.
What was his name?
Can you vote if you're homeless?
Oh, because you need an address.
What do you put, like... 117 under the bridge. Ave.
No, like, because wouldn't you need to, right? That's how you know where you can vote, right?
Yeah, because what would be your
your jurisdiction? Yeah.
What about one of the shelters?
Maybe.
Like, is there ever an initiative to get homeless people to go out and vote?
No, because there sure was
to get them EDD. That was like a lot of people's come up.
Now you need residency, right?
No, you can. If you're homeless, you can vote.
Wow.
So you don't need a residence. So why do we the fuck we need to give our address?
Because you could do same day registration too. So you can
establishing residency even without a permanent address. Homeless individuals can register to vote by using a description of their what?
Such as a park, intersection.
Oh. What?
I told you. So
you can give like the park address.
1877 the bridge.
187.
So you can say
187 under the bridge on 10 number 3.
I live in Swan Lake.
I live under the 101 overpass.
What?
Passing by Temple.
I live under the Echoplex.
But they just accept that?
Wow. Hey, yeah. I mean, that's where they live. You know what I'm saying?
But then can't anyone that doesn't want to show their address now say I'm homeless and I live on this park?
You would think. That would be cool.
What would you describe?
Wow. And I would, I live in a back house behind somebody else's house, but I pay rent at a house I don't live at. Okay. Probably what I'll put. Yeah.
Damn.
Victor.
And then, okay, so, but yeah, or I could describe it. I could just like draw a picture of it.
I live in my girl's family's house, but I don't really live there.
But I pay rent for them to live there.
No, I pay rent at my house.
Oh.
I pay rent at my house.
You thought about that.
Yeah, the way you made it seem is that you pay rent for somebody else's house.
No. I pay rent at my house that I don't even really go to.
I live across the hall from my mom because I don't know how to leave home.
Do you pay rent at your girl's house?
No.
So you're living off your girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should
move. I'm doing it up.
Jordan, don't let him get away with that.
You said what?
Like, get rid of your place and not tell her.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Free rent for like 6 months.
So dumb.
Until she realizes it.
Annoying.
Yeah, but then I can't wank off.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you don't anymore.
That's the only reason you go to the house? I gotta pick some stuff up.
It's a jack shack.
Bro, how would you feel finding out the person you're with still jacks off?
I don't.
No. Oh, the other way around.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. Unless it was just like
how would you feel
photos
finding
and videos
out your
of me
girl
like this.
Uses a rose every once in a while.
I gotta just like look over, she's just cranking it.
Yeah.
No, but like
just flicking the beam.
Yeah, like what you doing? I'm right here.
Yeah. Would you get mad if you found out?
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
But we're not talking about the
talking about me. I feel like there's been two versions of this. I feel like some girls don't care and some girls do care.
Well, all us girls care, right?
Is pornography cheating?
Oh, gosh.
That's a great question.
Please answer, Vic.
I don't have the bandwidth for that.
I thought it would be a question for you more.
I think everything's cheating, dog. Duh. Yes, it's cheating.
My bitch saying bless you is cheating.
My bitch said bless you.
Thank God bless him, bitch. Yeah.
He's already blessed. I'm here, aren't I? The fuck? What about you?
What? Do I think it's cheating? Pornography.
Like, even, like, you guys are thinking of you guys doing it, right? But if, what if you walk in and your girl's doing it?
Just beating her shit? Just beating the
baby. What is she watching? I feel like that matters.
Yeah, that matters.
Oh, the category matters?
Because, like, what if she's watching just, like...
You know what's crazy, food? You know what's crazy as fuck?
I don't want to know what's crazy. What? I'm going to use the restroom.
No, it's funny. It's funny. The homie said that one time him and the girl were having dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what homie, but... I've talked to you guys about them a lot. They said that they were having dimmer.
We know which homie. Did you just give away?
They were having dinner.
No, not dinner. There's another homie. That fools were having dinner and that she asked that fool for it, like, just look something up on Google.
Yeah.
And that fool's page had like big booty Latinas, but his girl don't got a big ass. So he was like, so that's what you want?
Damn.
Well, when he told us
such
we
a
were
fight right there.
When he told us we were dying. Well, Vic, how was Father's Day?
It was good. It was in the pool, Lil Vic. We're in the pool all weekend too, honestly. It's pretty cool. White people have family with pools everywhere, bro. It's just like we're gonna go to our friend's house that has a pool. Oh, next day. All right, we're going to our tia's house, also has a pool. I'm like, fuck.
Then you're like hanging out with the family?
I'm like, fuck yeah, hell yeah. I'm just locked in right there, poolside, getting in the pool.
Dad, so no time for you?
Lil Vic, no, who needs time for myself, bro? Just time for the everything else and the family.
Have you thought about, like, just one night, just you and the boys, just get litty, like a titty? But with no titties involved, obviously.
I've been thinking about, you know what? I want to go to You're Not Down.
Without Jordan?
No, with her.
Then that's not boys' night, fool.
Boys'
night. We need a boys' night. Six is down to go. No?
I'll go to boys' night.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I think you need a boys' night, fool, to just, you know, for just to remind yourself who you are, dog.
I know who I am.
He said, I'm Jordan's man.
But you don't have to cheat on boys' night.
It's not required. It's just like optional.
It's optional. No, I don't think I'm there yet. I seen a meme the other day.
Like, I don't trust a motherfucker that don't cheat on his girl.
That's pretty funny. So I guess you don't trust me, huh?
Can we see you
playing baseball with Boogie?
Yes, this is playing baseball with a homeless down the street from Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
We were in Atlanta in the stadium, but look. On the picture. And look, he ran the bases. Look.
MLB team needs hitters?
Okay, how did you find him? What was the backstory?
So a week before that,
I need to know.
That fool pulled up and he was just dancing for us, like, and we gave that for a beer. We gave
so
that for
you know him already.
Kind of. We gave that for a beer. We gave that for a nice balloon.
Like rapport.
We gave that for a balloon.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna give that for some of that sugar booger.
He's never gonna not come back, bro.
And then one time we're kicking, he pulled up and he's like, hey guys. And I was like, what's up, big dog? And I'm like, you wanna play some baseball? He's like, fuck yeah. And then I had a Gatorade bottle that was empty and he had a stick, and then Kershaw and Kike right there.
So playing. I'm wrong for making him backflip, but you give him drugs and make him play baseball and you're the hero.
I feel like maybe with the baseball I'm not so mad because it's like everyone loves baseball.
Baseball off.
Oh, off that. It was pretty good.
Well, this time I didn't give him anything. I just gave that for like a water bottle that day and some chips.
I like that.
So, but yeah, football six, you're making him like you want to see him fail.
You want to see him stay on what he's already on.
Well, he wasn't on coke. Coke doesn't make you go homeless, I think.
A backflip, though?
He could crack his neck and die.
I know.
Some clean-ass backflips sometimes, though.
No, they're
How
not.
Much was
no,
the rate per backflip?
Like $2.
$2 yeah, see, per backflip?
That's fucked up.
You get some clean ass backflips.
So you got like 10? You got like 5 for 10 bucks?
We kept going to, like, it's like the strip club. So it's like,
what?
Like,
yo, you how took many, it, you took
how
it
many
further.
Flips you want to do? More flips, more flips.
Look, go back to mine. Look how wholesome mine is, bro. Like, look at this. Six has homeless endangered himself. And that's
a great story.
That was out of there.
Look at him, look at him, look at him.
PewDiePie. You probably gave him a really good moment. You know
what? Yeah. That's what people live for right there.
Yeah.
Hit the American. That's the American dream, if you ask me. Bass buying the dead end.
A Nas balloon.
That's what I'm saying, brothers.
Booger sugar.
Some booger sugar. A buzz ball. Life doesn't get better than actually, I think we gave him a White Claw. And he said he never had him, and he said he really liked them.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this fool was caught broke by a homeless, and six made him endanger his neck, fool. Like, that's not cool. Like,
in the comments, tell us who treated the homeless better. Was it Vic and the homeless that bullied him? Is it Six and employing the homeless?
Or is it Duno having fun with the homeless?
Memories,
but
drugs.
Also giving him another addiction.
Drugs. Giving him multiple drugs.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, what?
Yeah,
a Nas balloon.
I don't do any of those things, so I didn't.
I didn't say you did, but your conglomerate gave them booger sugar.
Conglomerate.
And they also gave them a Nas balloon and alcoholic beverages. That's them.
What's better? Us giving him the drug with no fentanyl, or Six giving him money to buy the drugs that might potentially have fentanyl?
He earned them. I didn't just get it. He earned them. Fentanyl. That's a hardworking homeless man.
I'm just saying.
Can you do a backflip?
No.
He fucking can.
Oh, God.
Does doing crack give you athleticism like that?
I guess.
I've done a lot of crack.
No.
Really athletic.
I think it just gives you fearlessness.
Wow. So you're down to try the things you maybe wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It removes fear from your body, I think.
Opens up that third eye.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. We're not condoning. I heard you guys talking a little bit about the pool.
The pool. Yeah, I was in the pool this weekend.
I want to be in a pool so bad, but my little ones don't know how to swim.
Oh.
Throw them in the deep.
Swimming classes. Take them to the local pool. That's where I learned. Thompson Park. I think it was like, I don't know, 6 weeks of in the pool. Mm-hmm. And it's like you learn with other kids. And then after that, you know, you just kind of learn it. But I will say that I got back in the pool after like a long time this weekend, and I felt like I kind of forgot.
Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous. Like, I got in, I was like,
wait, what do I do now?
And then I was like, wait, I was like, I'm not going to drown, right? And then I'm just like, wait, I'm doing the right thing, right? And I don't know. It just like.
But you're white. It's in you to know how to swim.
I'm white. I can like definitely like swim across. Six never learned. But like to stay floating, I kind of like forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was like getting by the edge of the pool, like I was fucking.
See, that's
12
like why
shit.
Do you even get in the pool at that point? If you're gonna hang off the edge, like
I'm telling you, bro, I forgot. I was like, yo, why am I having such a hard time right now?
Right.
So I love
some
the pool.
Of my favorite memories as a kid and summertime, especially, is being at the pool. So then I do wonder what kids that didn't swim, what their memories are of summer.
Mm. Six was well, six, but six. Nothing to do with his memory. I just think he's black.
No, but not memory. But I'm saying, like, it's a fun thing to know how to swim and to swim. So for people that don't swim, like, for example, Jorge doesn't swim. I don't know that he necessarily learned or anything of that nature. But
he doesn't like the pool?
He don't like the beach or the pool.
Oh.
But I'm like, dang, some of my favorite childhood memories is the beach and the pool.
Did he?
Yeah, and sandwiches and Doritos
so, exactly.
after.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then I don't understand. Or, like, waiting 30 minutes after you eat.
Yeah.
Did he have, like, I mean, obviously, we don't, like, you know his parents, but, like, were they, like, not the type to, like, take him to the pool, maybe?
I don't know. I don't think he just never learned.
Oh, that's...
And then he's from, like, SGV, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of removed from the
from
beach.
From the beach. You're not going to see...
Yeah, but there's pools. And if anything...
No, I know that.
But if anything, the SGV has the nicer pools.
Yeah.
Well, pools, but not the... Like, I grew up going to the beach because it was so close.
It's literally
like,
down the street from you.
Like, that was my grandparents, like... After church or after we eat, like, we're just going to go there. So even though I didn't know how to swim, I just always loved the beach and, like, trying to get in a pool somewhere, whoever
but
had
I'm
one.
Far from the beach. And I
you're not too far from the beach. Santa Monica is, like...
It could be a foot.
But I don't necessarily...
We only got cars when we got older, fool. You got to understand. We were busing it to the beach before.
Duno just floats. I don't think he swims much.
I'm a great swimmer.
Oh, no, but
but you like the beach.
I love the beach. I love water. Like, I have really good memories. Even how Marathon Burgers at Venice Beach, I took the boys during the grand opening. I'm like, let's go touch the water. Let's go
that's
be...
That's dope.
Like, cause but then these fools couldn't really go out too much. And I see, like, a kid yearns for that. But, so I have to teach him how to swim, bro.
I think that's one of the best times, like, even summer now when we go with, like, Dan or his girl, the homies, my sisters, because they're friends. We're all like... Bro, that shit is the best fucking time ever. I swear to God. Like, we go to the Ralph's right before we hit Malibu. It's like a Ralph right there. We buy $300 worth of like drinks, chicken, food, sandwich, everything.
It's a good time.
And we just kill it. We have a great time.
Why are you pulling up a walrus?
Can I get an invite to that next time?
Oh, doing no pictures.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah. You know where we go? Under the Mastros. Oh, damn, I might have gave away the spot.
You did.
But bro, we play tackle football, soccer, that's baseball. Fire. Like, we just do a bunch of cool shit at the water.
Sign me up, bro. I'm
but then you go. Leave. The worst time is leaving. Because you don't want to leave and you got to sign up your ass. And
then you got to drive home and it's far.
The best shit, though, is when you get the big waves and if you see your homie drown for a couple seconds and he comes back alive. Yeah. Bro, and you know who, like, Aiden, my nephew, he loves the water, fool. Like, he wants to go in there deep. And we'll go deep, fool, and wave, like, yeah, that's weird. That is kind of weird when I see people that don't like the water. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Some people just don't have, like, a love for it, I guess.
Well, I'm just like, what are your memories of?
Like, I have
what's
the best.
Like the place of the water memories?
Maybe the park. Maybe just like, you know,
almost dying at the beach.
You almost died at the beach?
No, like seriously, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
So like, I went too far out and my mom and dad were sitting on the beach. And so all I remember is I kept going under and I kept looking up and seeing their faces. The first time I seen my parents like actually cooperated with each other.
You're
and so
dumb.
They reached after me and like one of them grabbed me and saved my life. But she scratched my chest really bad and I will never forgive her for it. She just left me in that water. I had to learn how to swim.
Oh. Well, but did you learn?
No.
Oh.
Wait, you don't know?
I could survive.
Yeah.
But like,
I get what you're saying. Like, you wouldn't be able to like wrestle.
Even
like, wrestle. Like,
with the homies in the water? Full homies wrestle.
That's death for me. No.
Yeah. No.
You can't wrestle in the
What's
water.
What's crazy is that my best memory is at Echo Park Pool with Julio, Lucio, Georgie, and the homie Ruben. And we would like, if one of us wasn't looking, they'll grab both your feet.
Oh no.
And they'll be like, oh, we got ourselves a fish. And they would drown you while you're like a fish. Bro, but we were kids. Like, we were badass kids, fool. But that's some of the best memories, fool. Like,
because you survived. Like, oh, that's scary. Little Vic kept doing this thing where he was playing dead under the water. And I had to tell him to stop because it's not funny as a parent. Right. You're like, he's like, what? I'm just having fun. I'm just chilling. And I'm like, Victor, you give me a heart attack every single time you do that. You do that one more time, you're staying out of the pool.
Well, you sound so white right now.
I'm sorry. It's that just like, bro.
Was so white,
it's like Vic. The boy who cried wolf.
Jordan
like,
is corrupting your mind. See, if Fredo would have let you play
she
dead.
She said she's not.
See, if Fredo would have let you drown. Not literally die,
I was in the pool before I knew how to swim, for sure.
For but, what? Yeah. That is some of the...
Yeah. Be on the side, like holding on to the pool or
just,
around it.
Or, yeah, or that's just pretending crazy. Or trying to like act like you knew. But
another
yeah.
memory I have is when my dad was lit on the pool, like in the pool.
Inside?
We went to the pool one time, Michael Park, right in the corner, fool.
Yeah.
I see my dad do a front flip off the diving board.
Tight.
Smoked out.
I paid him $2.
Who paid him?
Oh. She paid him $2.
That's crazy. We gotta go.
Hey, since your parents weren't together when you were drowning, we're out of here, bro.